The Royal Pantheon. We are in what is known worldwide as the Sistine Chapel of Romanesque art. The Pantheon of Saint Isidore is a Romanesque construction from the 11th century, a royal cemetery built by King Fernando I and Queen Sancha in the portico of the church where their palace was located. 33 kings, queens, princes, and counts of the Leon dynasty were buried here between the 11th and 13th century, which is why it has such a prominent place in the hearts of people from Leon. The chronicles tell of there being so many tombs that it was impossible to walk through, but in 1808 Napoleon's troops occupied the Pantheon, using it as a stable and plundering the tombs. An anthropological and DNA study carried out in the 1990s succeeded in separating the remains by subject. The capitals are endowed with symbolism related to death and resurrection, notably the healing of the leper and the resurrection of Lazarus at the head. The fresco paintings are unique in that they have been preserved in the place for which they were created and have only been cleaned and consolidated, so they retain their original designs and colors. They depict scenes from the New Testament, among which we highlight. The vault on the right represents the angel's announcement to the shepherds. It is one of the best preserved paintings of a traditional medieval mountain scene in Lyon. The two central vaults, the Holy Supper in which a character stands out, Marshall the cupbearer, from the French tradition, who served the wine at the Holy Supper according to the apocryphal Gospels. In his hand he holds a black bowl that is perfectly related to the one that makes up the chalice of Dona Yaraca, and Christ Pantocrator or All-Powerful One, surrounded by the four evangelists symbolically represented, Matthew the Man, Mark the Lion, Luke the Bull and John the Eagle. The crucifixion is represented on the wall of the church, where we can see the two donors who ordered the construction of the Pantheon and who pray at the foot of the cross, the King Ferdinand I and Queen Sancha. To the right of the crucifixion, in the soffit of the arch, we see the representation of God as Chronocrator, Lord of Time, through the agricultural calendar, January with the Roman god Janus who closes the previous year and opens the next, February pruning of the vine, March sowing, April pruning, May the reconquest, from June to August the cereal work, September the grape harvest, October and November farm work and December Christmas.